This is Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report. And we want to take a look at this story that is being reported today about Jennifer Holliday suffering a vicious backlash on Twitter, apparently, because of her scheduled performance in relation to Donald Trump's inauguration. I think she was paid to perform at one of those celebrations, and now she has withdrawn. This particular story comes to you from finance.yahoo.com. Just to share a little bit with you of the story, it says an angry and shaken Jennifer Holliday says she was called Aunt Jemima and worse by African Americans in the online response to her now canceled plans to perform for Donald Trump's pre-inaugural celebration. So she did an interview with Joy Reid, and let's go ahead and take a listen to that interview.
So much for being here. It is great to talk to you. Good morning.
Good morning. So
tell us how it is that you came to be included on the roster of this concert that's taking place on Thursday. How did you get invited, and why, more importantly, did you say yes?
Well, I think that maybe they thought of me, surely not because I'm a big star. I'm not like a big superstar, but I have worked with a lot of Republicans over the years. I have done a lot of corporate dates, and I've also performed for four other presidents, beginning with President Reagan, both the Bush and Clinton. I've never performed for President Obama. I never was invited, but I just was looking at it as maybe that they were looking for maybe an African Americans who have been friendly with Republicans.
Yeah.
Now, that was just a brief clip from her interview. That did not contain what she said about the online backlash that she got for planning to go ahead and accept the job and perform at this inaugural event. But she said that people was calling her a coon, calling her a house nigger, calling her Aunt Jemima, telling her to kill herself. And she assumes that it's coming from the black community. Again, when you're dealing with online profiles on Twitter or any other social media, you never know who those people are based off of their photos that they have as their profile pics or whatnot. But I'm sure there have been some black people who have been name calling other black people who meet with Donald Trump, like we covered Steve Harvey meeting with Donald Trump at the request of President Obama, and the backlash that he got just simply for meeting with Donald Trump on the issue of homelessness. Of course, also Kanye West pretty much got ridiculed, name called for meeting with Donald Trump, and one of the things that he brought up was the violence in Chicago. So we're seeing a whole lot of immaturity right now. When I read this story about her being name called, of course I thought about codification in the context of racism, that one of the suggestions that Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., a kind of racist author, has made is that we don't call people names. We don't call people out of their names. We call them by their given names. And I have to admit, you know, I'm 50 years old. It's taken me a while to not engage in name calling and become more mature myself whenever I'm engaging with people on whatever topic. So that's the first thing that came to my mind was name calling. Another saying that you may have heard is you can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar. All right. So she also got an online response for her planned performance at the inauguration, pre-inauguration party or whatever it is, from the LGBT community. Now, she said that she canceled it not because of those people who were name calling her, but because those people in the LGBT community did not call her names, but basically engaged her on the issues in saying that, you know, she shouldn't perform because of what Donald Trump stands for. Well, somebody should have told her that also during the Reagan administration, during the Bush administration, during the Clinton administration. She said she wasn't invited to the Obama administration. But here's one last point or one last question I'd like to ask. Are they calling Michelle Obama or Barack Obama coons, house niggers, and all of those names for telling people like Steve Harvey to work with Donald Trump, to go meet with Donald Trump? That's what Steve Harvey said. He wouldn't have went if President Obama had not asked him. And the Obamas both have said publicly that they plan to help Donald Trump ease into the White House and reach out to him and work with him. So I just don't understand how you can call Jennifer a coon or any kind of name like that. Don't you go to work for white people every day? Don't you go into that prison plantation as a plantation guard every day? Don't you go to these banks and work for these banks that's redlining loans for the black community or invested in private prison slavery, modern slavery through the 13th Amendment? Don't you go shop at these retail stores that are directly connected to prison slave labor? Okay, so what would you call yourself if you do any of those things? So it's just very, very sad that people continue to have an emotional reaction to Donald Trump and illegitimate criticism. There's plenty to criticize this man about, but attacking people whose job it is to sing, to perform. These are entertainers. They have to make a living too. But before we point the fingers at other people, let's look at who we working for as individuals. Who do we work for, and does that company contribute to racism, white supremacy, or modern day slavery, which the two are related? All right, this has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report.